position.
I'm excited about this year, about Coach Shanahan and the rest of the coaching staff giving me an opportunity to go back to tailback and try to make some plays for the Denver Broncos.
Did you go to them? Did you ask them, or did they come to you? How did that happen?
No, you know, they always told me to keep my mind open, you know, about still playing tailback. You know, I just got to learn both positions. And I've been doing it ever since I had transformed to fullback. Now they really want me to play tailback. So hopefully I just take this opportunity and run with it.
I remember talking to Ruben Drones when he was here, and he said playing fullback helps. You know, when you go back to tailback, because you see everything kind of slower a little bit. You know, I mean, fullback's all quick. Do you find that to be the case, that playing fullback has helped you?
Oh, yeah. It helped me a lot, just because you know where the block is coming from, especially you know where your fullback going to block. So that helped a lot, you know, just going out there knowing your situation, knowing what everybody else got going on. Then, you know, your instant take over.
How tough has it been playing fullback? I mean, honestly, I know you probably didn't want to.
No, it haven't been tough at all. You know, I'm a football player. You know, I'm just trying to get on the field. Any position that I can play to get on the field, I'm going to go out there and play my best. You know, try to go out there and make the best opportunity for me.
Do they want you to be a different size, a few pounds smaller than you were when you were at fullback?
You know, if you could go out there and play at 225 as a fullback and you go out there and block and make some great blocks, it doesn't matter how much you weigh. As long as you got the heart and the desire to go out there and play football, you should be okay.
What's it like for you to like see all that open space as a single back, you know, in the backfield there, and just bring a smile to your face? I mean, you've been cramped and you got to hit somebody. I mean, you can actually survey the defense a little bit.
Yeah, I've been nice. You know, I've been playing the one back system all my life, you know, and it just goes back, you know, that I've been doing it for a long time. I haven't forgot about it, so I just got to go out there and still make the right reads, the right cuts, and just take an opportunity of it.
How do you feel physically after the leg last year?
I feel good. You know, I still got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to go. You know, I'm just steady working, trying to get better each and every day. You know, my cut's really not there, but I'm just working hard, working extra, just to try to get it back as I was before I got hurt.
Yeah, how frustrating was last season? Because it was a groin in training camp, and then the leg later. It seemed like once you got going, you always got hurt. You know?
Right. Yeah. You know, it wasn't the groin. It was my hamstring.
Hamstring, right.
You know, I had problems with it in the past. Hopefully this year I don't have no problems, since I dropped a lot of weight this year. Hopefully the injury don't come back and bother me for this year.
How much weight did you drop?
I dropped about 12 pounds.
Really? So you're about 213?
No. I'm about 227, 226.
Oh, so you were at about 228 last year.
Not last year, but during the off season.
Gotcha. So no visits to Good Times or Sonic? I mean, is that what
you did? You know, no fast food. I try to not eat after 7 o'clock no more. You know, I try to drink a lot of water, you know, light on my food, a lot of chicken, no fried chicken. You know, just baked stuff like fish and everything else.
So are your days at fullback over, or do you think you still could get to?
No. My days at fullback is not over. They still got me playing fullback, but as of right now, they're giving me the opportunity to play tailback right now.
Would you like your days at fullback to be over?
No, you know, I'm a football player. You know, I'm a team player. If they want me to go out there and play fullback, that's what position I'm going to go out there and play and give out my all.
The weight loss, a lot of it, was it before you started working out in early April, or was it after Tootin got a hold of you guys for workouts?
It was after.
Yeah.
You know, I came back April 1st weighing like 238 pounds.
Yeah.
And I knew from the start that I had to lose this weight. And I just told myself, do whatever it takes to lose this weight, and that's what I've been doing.
After you got hurt last year, after you went on IR, how long were you off your feet on crutches with the surgery?
I think about 8 weeks, 2 months. You know, I was on crutches, and then they started letting me walk a little bit, you know, for another 2 months. And then they just started letting me running, like, the week of April 1st.
Didn't you walk off the field?
Yes, I did.
Play?
Yeah.
I walked off. No, I mean.
You know what?
Because I remember Mike Shanahan said the next day, he's like, shows he's a pretty tough guy. He just walked off the field.
Right. You know what? When it happened, I thought it was a high ankle sprain.
Oh, okay.
Because I had broke my right leg during CSU days, and I tried to put pressure on that, and I couldn't even walk. But when I had broke my left leg, I walked straight off the field. So I was thinking it was a high ankle sprain.
Gotcha.
And once I had got my x-ray, they told me I had a cracked fibula.
Are you a bit of a science experiment? You've had a broken leg, and now you're in like, and they're promoting you to tailback. What's going on there?
You know, they just give me an opportunity, you know, just to go out there and try to make some plays for the Denver Bronco Club. And hopefully I take advantage of it and go out there and make some plays for us.
You're like the bionic man here. They're rebuilding you stronger. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in the weight room, try to get, you know, stronger, faster, you know, try to do the things what a Denver Bronco running back capable of doing. So hopefully I just get the opportunity and run with it.
Do you think you can be back to the, you know, I mean, it sees you were the workhorse kind of a back. Can you get back to that, having come off two broken legs? I mean, do you think you can physically get back to 100%?
I think so.
Where you were?
Just because the attitude that I have, you know, I'm a hard-working man. You know, Greek gonna have me do whatever it takes, you know, to try to get me back 110%. And I'm doing everything what our training staff want me to do.
Did they have any screws, rods put in your leg?
Oh, yes. They have some screws. I mean, they took out the screws, but I do have a plate in my leg, in both legs, you know, so hopefully I don't have to go through this injury no more.
What did you think when they first came to you with this idea?
It was an opportunity. It's just an opportunity for me just to go out there and show my talent that I could play fullback and I could go out there and play tailback as well.
What are your impressions of this offense overall so far?
My impression about, we got a lot of weapons on offense. Now defense is going to be strong as well, but I think our offense is going to really improve from last year.
You've had some carries before, you know, sporadically. I mean, how much more are you getting reps now compared to the past at tailback?
Oh, I'm getting a lot of reps.
Compared
from my rookie year, you know. I haven't got this many reps since my rookie year. And now I'm getting a lot of reps. I'm just trying to take advantage of it, and that's what I'm doing right now.